In this bulletin, the final day of campaigning ahead of this weekend's Super Saturday by-elections. North Korea transfers the remains of soldiers killed in the Korean War to the United States. And the Matildas open their Tournament of Nations defence with a 3-1 win over Brazil. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Sunil Awasthi. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says he is expecting close results in tomorrow's Super Saturday by-elections. He has ruled out going to an early federal election if the government wins the two key seats of Longman in Queensland and Braddon in Tasmania. Recent polling has put the Liberals in front in the two electorates. Mr Turnbull says all of the results are still too close to call.
The last time government won a by-election from the opposition was about 100 years ago. So the history and the odds are against us, but it is close. Labor should be miles ahead, but they're not, but it's close, and it's up to the people of Longman, the people of Braddon, and people of Mayo and all the other by-elections for them to make their decision.
Minister for Defence Industry Christopher Pyne says the government will always put Australia's interests first. Amid reports, the United States could be preparing to bomb Iran as early as next month. The ABC has cited senior security figures within the federal government, saying they believe the US was eyeing Iran's nuclear facilities. It is also reported the top secret Pine Gap base in the Northern Territory and other Australian defence facilities could play a role in identifying targets. Mr Pyne says the government wants a peaceful resolution between Iran and the US.
I can say that we will always put Australia's national interest first, nobody else's national interest, and we want Iran to denuclearise, and we want the United States to manage their relationship with Iran as peacefully as possible, but obviously ensuring that the interests of those countries that support the international rules-based order are always primary.
The United States says North Korea has transferred the remains of an unspecified number of soldiers killed in the Korean War to the United States. The repatriation of the remains of US soldiers killed in the 1950 to 1953 Korean War was one of the agreements reached during an unprecedented summit between US President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore last month. The remains are expected to be flown to Joint Base Pearl Harbor Hickam in Hawaii for scientific testing to identify them. Official results show former cricketer Imran Khan has won Pakistan's general election, but he will have to seek out allies to form a coalition government. Election officials have confirmed Mr Khan's Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf party has won 109 of the 269 seats being contested in the National Assembly. His nearest rival, Shahbaz Sharif's Pakistan Muslim League, has won 63 seats. Mr Sharif has rejected the results on the grounds of fraud and manipulation, but Mr Khan has dismissed the allegations, calling it the most transparent election in Pakistan's history. Results from 20 seats are still being counted. Police have launched an investigation into Victorian Labor's infamous Rorts for Votes scandal in the lead-up to the 2014 state election. It comes after the Victorian Ombudsman found the scheme misused $388,000 of taxpayer funds, which has since been repaid, by using public-paid electorate staff to campaign for Labor candidates. Victoria Police have said in a statement the Fraud and Extortion Squad will conduct a formal investigation into the misuse of funds. State Opposition Leader Matthew Guy says any ministers involved in the scandal should resign.
These ministers must stand down from their positions. There is absolutely no other choice. But by close of business today, those ministers must have stood aside. It beggars belief that this has not already happened, and it says everything about the fact that there is no line this Premier won't cross.
To football, and the Matildas have opened their Tournament of Nations defence with a win, defeating Brazil 3-1 in the United States. Two first-half goals from corners and a brilliant strike from Samantha Kerr booked Australia their fourth consecutive win over the South Americans. Brazil had entered the match in Kansas City in form after winning their past 12 outings. But the Australians claimed the lead in just the ninth minute and never looked in doubt. The Matildas will now face the United States on Monday morning before taking on Japan next Friday. And a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, an early shower and then partly cloudy and a top of 18 degrees. Adelaide, showers developing in 16. Melbourne, mostly sunny in 18. Hobart, partly cloudy in 14. Canberra, a shower or two developing in 16. Wollongong, cloudy in 20. Sydney, cloudy in 21. Newcastle, partly cloudy in 21. Brisbane, sunny in 26. Cairns, sunny in 28. And in Darwin, a chance of morning mist and a top of 30 degrees. I'm Sunil Awasthi. That's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.